Welcome to the Sports Report for Thursday, May 8th. I'm Mark Daniels. The National Football League draft is finally here. Round one takes place Thursday night from Radio City Music Hall. The Houston Texans are already on the clock. Their general manager is Rick Smith.
It's a unique opportunity, obviously, to be the first pick. And so if we do select there, I know who we feel good about there. If we move, then obviously then there are variables that come into play at that point.
A lot of variables by the time Packers general manager Ted Thompson gets on the horn with the 21st choice in the opening round. Thompson scoffs at all the pundits who think they know who the Packers will take.
I know for a fact they don't have any inside information because for the most part, sometimes I'm the only inside information. I'm not telling anybody.
Thompson says he'll take a simple strategy into the draft room all weekend.
Keep grounding the ball, take good players, make sure they're good people in the locker room, and you give yourself a chance. Doesn't always work out.
That's for sure. For every Aaron Rodgers or Clay Matthews, there is a Justin Harrell. The Packers have 9 choices over the 7 rounds heading into the weekend. Packers officially announced Steve Marshall has joined the coaching staff as the assistant offensive line coach. He was recently hired at New Mexico State in January, coached at Colorado before that, has NFL experience with Cleveland and Houston, worked with Don Capers when the two were together with the Texans. Seattle Seahawks made Richard Sherman one of the highest-paid defensive backs in NFL history, announcing a 4-year contract extension on Wednesday worth a reported $57.4 million, $40 million guaranteed for the Pro Bowl defensive back. To Major League Baseball, the Milwaukee Brewers lose the rubber game to the Arizona Diamondbacks at Miller Park Wednesday afternoon 3-2. Diamondbacks take 2 out of 3 as Willie Peralta gave up 11 hits in 6 innings, including a 2-run home run to Paul Goldschmidt. Brewers, meanwhile, couldn't get anything going against Bronson Arroyo, who worked into the 8th, scattered 5 hits and allowed just a run. Manager Ron Renicki says the Arizona defense helped Arroyo, who didn't need much.
Double plays hurt us. Arroyo's tough. He's off speed. Every time you think you're going to get a fastball, he's off speed and he throws it for strikes. We have trouble with him.
Arroyo scored what turned out to be the winning run in the 8th inning on first base. He goes all the way to 3rd on a wild pitch from Will Smith, then came home on a Lyle Overbay error. Brewers scratched across a run in the opening frame on a Jonathan Lucroy ground out. Got an Overbay sacrifice fly in the 9th, but that was it. Brewers now 22-13. They lead the NL Central by 4 games. As for the Diamondbacks, they're still 11 games under, 9.5 out in the NL West, but Arroyo says it's starting to come together.
It always comes down to starting pitching. We started off so bad the first 25 games. We had 3 quality starts, and there's just no way you can win like that. So we're definitely turning the corner. The position players have been doing this, what they've been doing all year. You know, they're putting some runs on the board, which give us a chance to win every night, and we just, as pitching staff, just didn't give us a chance early on.
Brewers have a day off on Thursday. They welcome the New York Yankees to Miller Park for a weekend series beginning on Friday night. As I mentioned, their lead is now 4 games in the division because St. Louis beat Atlanta 7-1. Adam Wainwright with his National League leading 6th win of the year. It was Pittsburgh 4, San Francisco 3. Miami made it a sweep of the Mets, winning 1-0. It's Marcel Ozuna hit a sacrifice fly to win it in the bottom of the 9th. Washington Nationals shaded the LA Dodgers 3-2. In the American League, Seattle and Oakland played a twin bill. Mariners win the opener 6-4-10. A's take the nightcap 2-0. Cleveland over Minnesota 4-3. Mike Avias with a walk-off RBI single. The Detroit Tigers now have the best record in baseball. They won their 8th in a row, beat Houston 3-2. Baltimore 4, Tampa Bay 3. Yankees over the Angels 9-2. Derek Jeter with his first home run of the year. Interleague play had Colorado beat Texas 9-2, and Nolan Arenado went 3-for-5 to extend his hitting streak to 27 games. White Sox over the Cubs 8-3. Gordon Beckham with a 3-run shot. Kansas City shut out San Diego 8-0. Former Brewer Nori Aoki went 3-for-6. Toronto hammered Philadelphia 10-0. Boston a winner over Cincinnati by a score of 4-3. In minor league baseball, the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers finally figured out the Kane County Cougars, the best team in the Midwest League, get their first win in 6 meetings this year, 5-3, to wrap up a road trip, salvage the finale in that series. Rattlers 14-18 come back home to host Cedar Rapids at Fox City Stadium Thursday night at 6:35. In softball, the Horizon League women's tournament underway. The top seed, Green Bay Phoenix, beat Youngstown State in their tournament opener 5-2. They'll face Valparaiso in a semifinal game on Thursday. Jane Rivette was named the Horizon League Coach of the Year for leading the Phoenix to their first ever regular season championship. Miranda Reinke, Marissa Michael-Kavich, and Brianna Caven all named first team all-conference in the Horizon League in softball. to the NBA playoffs, where it was game two between Indiana and Washington in Indianapolis. Wizards stunning the Pacers in the series opener. Indiana gets even, 86-82. Roy Hibbert, who had no points, no rebounds, and five fouls in game one, goes off for 28 points and nine rebounds in the Pacer victory. He said it was teammate Paul George who literally reeled him in.
The biggest person that helped me out here tonight was Paul. You know, yesterday after practice, you know, he invited me out on his boat, and we fished for about 2 hours and just relaxed and didn't talk about basketball. We just, you know, just talked about life and trying to catch some bass.
They caught some Wizards to get that series even, and Oklahoma City at home. They square their series in the West, beating the LA Clippers 112-101. The MVP, Kevin Durant, with 32 points. He says it was pretty good, but we could still get better.
We rebounded the ball well. But we gave up some easy ones as well. So we got to figure out how we can be better. But I think they roamed around a little bit too much early on. But, you know, I liked our focus and intensity to start the game. But I think we can go to another level.
Another level is where Russell Westbrook is playing his third triple-double of the postseason with 31 points, 10 rebounds, and 10 assists. Stanley Cup playoffs, only one game on the ice Wednesday night. Eastern Conference semifinal series, Pittsburgh Penguins beat the New York Rangers by a score of 4-2. Brandon Sutter's shorthanded goal late in the second period put the Penguins on top for good after dropping the series opener. Paul Martin and Pittsburgh have reeled off three in a row.
Yeah, I think we've continued to get better each game. I think we realize how good we can be when we play the way that we've been playing. I think we still can get better. It's something that we need to remember from night in and night out. That's what it takes to win, and some key guys have stepped up and gave us some timely goals at big times, which I think has helped too.
Rangers held 15 shots in the loss. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.